light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O radiant light, O Son divine, of God the Abba's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Word of God, the source of life, praise is your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. O Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise thee, Abba, with the Son, the Spirit blessed and with them one. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who led our ancestors in the faith by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and prepared a lamp for the anointed. Light up our darkness, O God, by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are full of loving kindness for your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Abba, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Christ, having risen from the dead, dies now no more. Death shall no longer have dominion over him, for the life that he lives unto God. Alleluia, alleluia. Adonai, to the one who will reign, come and be my companion. We will undo selfishness and sin. The Spirit will bring from Zion the power and strength to save, love changing foes into friends. Precious from the day of your birth on the holy mountain, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you. The promise holds true forever. Your ministry is loving kindness, a priest like Melchizedek of old. Companions of the Most High are ready to liberate all who suffer from evil. The one who calls us to justice invites us to join in the struggle, enlightening all who are unaware of the truth. Drink from streams of living water, lift your head and celebrate the feast. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Christ, having risen from the dead, dies now no more. Death shall no longer have dominion over him, for the life that he lives unto God. Alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How inscrutable are God's judgments, and how unsearchable God's ways! For who has known the mind of Adonai, or who has been God's counselor? Or who has given Adonai anything and so deserves to be repaid? For from and through and for God are all things. To the Most High be glory forever. Amen. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Oh, oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge in God. How unsearchable God's judgments, how untraceable those ways. Source, guide, and goal of all that is. To God be glory forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge in God. How unsearchable God's judgments, how untraceable those ways. Source, guide, and goal of all that is. To God be glory forever. Amen. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Alleluia. Whose judgments are true and just. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Praise our God, all you servants. Alleluia, those holding God in reverence, small and great. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Adonai our God, the Almighty reigns. Alleluia, let us rejoice and exult, giving God the glory. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The marriage of the Lamb has come, Alleluia, and his bride has made herself ready. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. She has been given for her clothing, Alleluia, fine linen, glistening and pure. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus said to Simon Peter, Who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
That all who have been called and gifted to build up the reign of heaven may overcome what divides us and confess our common faith in Jesus the Christ. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That political and economic leaders may be filled with God's spirit of compassion and lead with honesty, justice, and a passion for the flourishing of all, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the love and example of those who live and work in the darkness of violence, poverty, and corruption may be light and hope for those who suffer most. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That those who have received more may be free to share their abundance with those who are oppressed by racism, classism, and violence. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray. Hear us, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you have called and gifted each of us to continue the mission and ministry of Jesus in a great variety of ways with a wonderful diversity of gifts. As Simon Peter recognized in Jesus the fulfillment of Israel's hope for the coming Messiah and became a foundation stone for our communities of faith, may each of us share what we have been given, and so together build up your reign on earth as it is in heaven. For you live and reign in the power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love that fulfills the whole law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, o pia, o dulcis, Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.